Congratulations, Catherine Ogden, bronze medalist in the relay. I know that you guys as a team have been looking forward to this one event for a couple of years. Give us a little bit of the history of how this has evolved.
Well, 2 years ago, in September of 2015, the four of us showed up at the National Training Group Camp in Lake Placid, New York. And on one of our off days, we decided to head into the town, and there was a Bass Outlet. And the Bass Outlet was having a buy one, get one 50% off sale on socks. And we were like, wow, those socks are in blue and red and white. Like, how could we pass these up? These would be such perfect relay socks. And they were on sale, and it was just perfect. It lined up. This was 2 years ago in September of 2015, and we all kept them. None of them were worn until today. And here they are. And yeah, that was the story of our history.
So this is the first day you've worn the socks.
Yes. And then we also have, that's the story of this one with the stars. And then the stripes came from the national team. Rosie Brennan brought them over for us from the European World Cup circuit, just for us to race in. So we did a combination of the tried and true relay socks from the national team and our own spin from the Bass Outlet.
Boy, that's amazing. Now, I talk a little bit about the motivation that you guys have drawn from watching the World Cup team and what they've done in the relays over the past few years.
We've just loved seeing, especially the four-man relays, because there's been relays here with four people on them every year, and the four of us have been really close friends for a long time, and we always were like, it would be the dream to have the four of us on a relay team together, similar to the national team relays. And yeah, it was just so cool that it all lined up and worked out today. So
you took over your last skating leg in fourth place, and yep, you had a pack going right there, and you had to really make some passes. I know Sweden also moved up a little bit. Talk a little bit about your leg, and when did you establish your solid hold on number three spot?
Basically, Hannah came in fourth, and I was just so excited. I was like, this is our chance. The podium's right there. Like, I can't not just send it on this. And so I just went out as hard as I possibly could and just kept on going. And I ended up battling it out a little bit with France, and then ended up passing her for the last time partway up that longer, more sustained climb. That was one of my strengths, so that was kind of my plan going in, was to attack on that part. And yeah, after that, it was just hammering it in.
So let's go back a couple nights ago at the ice castles. You got your medal, a beautiful evening in the ice castle. What did that feel like, and do you have some thoughts looking ahead to that medal you'll get with your friends this evening?
It was really incredible to stand up there, and the only thing that I can possibly imagine that would be better is being up there with my three best friends.
You'll have that chance tonight.
That's going to be amazing.
Congratulations, bronze medalist.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kale.